now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senor Roberto on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back, but it's all about radio on the go, the platforms, the devices, and every way you can take not only the Spano and Black Attack, but the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you no matter where you are, 24/7, 365. Joe, explain it to them.
I sure will, Bob. If you have any of a number of devices, you could take advantage of all of these platforms to check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline. Start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. That's sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing with TuneIn Radio, a versatile app you can download to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. A wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Proud to have a relationship with them, started by the Jefe, continued by the network, and hopefully long, long into the future.
Well said, Bob. Couldn't agree with you more. On the other side, we'll set the table for a big hump day edition of The Attack. You're checking out the two biggest humps you'll find anywhere. We're Spano and Black on Sports Byline. If you want to weigh in, 800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved, or on Twitter at Span56 or at BobBlack71. We'll tip this bad boy off right after this very short timeout.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
No, I wouldn't take it that far, but welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We got a table to set because we are both ravenous to talk us some sports.
Exactly right about that, Bob, and we're going to start out. Most of this show is going to be focused on the NBA. You got Kobe Bryant riding off into the sunset, the Warriors shooting for history, and a bunch of teams jockeying for playoff position on this final night of the 2015-2016 NBA season. So that's going to be the focus of most of this show. At the very back end of the show, if time permits, we'll dive into some NFL and some other things, but most of the show is going to be focused on the final night of the NBA regular season and a lot of the stories that are coming out of that. And then in the middle of it all, 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, Grandmaster Maurice Ashley will be inducted into the Chess Hall of Fame in St. Louis. He's the first African-American to be inducted into the U.S. Chess Hall of Fame, and we'll have the honor of talking to him at 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time.
But it's, as you said, a lot of stories reaching for history, a player who is history, and playoff positions. And I guess there's no better place to start than with the Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant. He's going to step off the stage.
They didn't call him the Black Mamba because he was a warm and fuzzy guy on a basketball court. They called him the Black Mamba because he was a killer who ultimately was one of these guys who willed his team to victory. You know, when you look back at Kobe Bryant, and I guess what I'll remember most for in many ways was, as great as the numbers were or are, and we'll chronicle all those numbers, he was one of those handful of players that actually played bigger than his numbers and played his best on the biggest stages. He was about winning, and I think he'll be remembered as one of the great winners in NBA history, even more than one of its great scorers or great players. And to me, that's in many ways the overriding legacy of Kobe Bryant in his 20 years as a Los Angeles Laker. It was about winning, and he was one of the great winning players in NBA history, not a stat compiler who ran away from big shots and big spots. And I've talked a lot about those guys over the years on this show. There are a lot of guys that put up great numbers, but in big spots, they're like, don't throw the ball to me. I don't want it. He's not one of those guys. In a big spot, he always wanted the basketball, and he was going to do everything he could to lead his team to victory.
Yeah, you know, it's I've always referred to it as guys who aren't afraid to fail. Everybody wants to succeed. And it's all well and good. You know, you compile one of those meaningless games in the middle of the season where you drop 25 on somebody or 30 on somebody, and it's great and it looks great, and they're all talking about you the next day. The guys that I always look for, and you talk about them not running away from the basketball, is the guy who puts up the shot at the end of the game and misses it, and they lose. And then 2 days later, you know what? The basketball is back in his hands in exactly the same situation, and you know what he does? He takes the shot, and he drains the shot. Why? Because they're fearless, and he was always one of those guys. Didn't matter whether he made the last second shot. Because he was always going to have that ball in his hands at the end of the basketball game, and he would always take the shot if it was mandated for him to do it at that particular time. As you said, he liked to will his team to win, but he never shied away from the shot, make it or not make it. And to me, that's always been the hallmark of the great champions.
And he is exactly that, Bob, and I think you said it well. I saw somebody, you know, obviously, and Twitter's always a fun place, and there's always people poking fun and making jokes and making light. Tom Zilla from SB Nation, he put a tweet out there about 12 minutes ago. Good morning, aging man to retire from horrendous basketball team.
That's good.
Yeah, just some aging guy retiring from lousy basketball team. I mean, you know, I do get it because at this stage of his career, he's an aging man retiring from a horrendous basketball team. But the fact of the matter is he'll go down as one of the great players in NBA history. And, you know, let's get into some of these numbers that in many ways quantify his greatness. You know, we talked about the fact that they didn't call him the Black Mamba because he was a warm, fuzzy, lovable guy on the court. As we talked about, killer instinct, willed his team to victory. You said it best, never afraid to take that big shot, never ran away from the basketball. It made him even bigger than these tremendous numbers that kind of spotlight the winning. You know, five NBA titles, and those early NBA titles, a lot of people gave a lot of the credit to Shaq. Now, I'm not taking anything away from Shaq, but there was always that question, could Kobe win without another true superstar, et cetera, et cetera? And he won the three titles, 2000, 2001, and 2002 with Shaq. Shaq moves along. They get him out of town because the two of them could not coexist. And then Pau Gasol comes in, and they win two more titles in 2009, 2010. Pau, a quality contributor and a real good player, but that group was beyond the shadow of a doubt, that was Kobe's team, and that's where he showed, hey, I'm not just a guy. I can be the guy without a problem, and I'm not afraid to take big shots, and I'm not afraid to will teams to victory, and I can be the bell cow and the only star and still win championships. So I think, you know, that's the layout of the five NBA titles. They made two other finals for a total of seven NBA finals for Kobe Bryant. He was two of the times he was an NBA Finals MVP. You know, that illustrates the willingness to take the big shot, the ability to lead teams to the ultimate prize, championships. You know, he's been that kind of great winner in his 20-year career. Third in all-time career points in the NBA at 33,583 going into tonight. So there are great numbers to go with the great winning. And that's why he'll go down as one of the great players in the history of the game.
Oh, there's no question about it, my friend. And his willingness to just will it, as you said, I think that's a very accurate way to put it. You know, there was all the questions when Shaq left town. Well, those questions were answered. You know, did he play defense? He absolutely played defense. Did he get his teammates involved? He absolutely got his teammates involved. You look at the assist totals that he compiled over his career as well. You know, he was an all-around great player. You know, you mentioned the amount of points over 33-5. There was very little flaw in his game. Some people will say, well, you know, he was a volume shooter. Some nonsense. Nonsense. He's one of those guys, and when Shaq was on the team, it was a pretty equally divided load. But when you're the best on your basketball team, well, then if you're a teammate, you have to show that best player that the ball deserves to be in your hands when it matters. If Kobe trusted you, oh, he made sure the ball was there. And guess what? If he didn't trust you, he was the guy taking the shot when it mattered because, number one, he was paid the most for it. Number two, he had the most ability to do it.
I think that's well said because there were criticisms at points in his career that he dominated the basketball. And, you know, then there were points where they'd complain, well, now he's being too deferential. You know, these were small quibbles with Kobe. Kobe knew what he had to do.
Echoes with LeBron, doesn't it?
What?
I said it echoes with LeBron, doesn't it?
Yeah, in many ways. And, you know, a lot of these criticisms are unjustified. The realities are. And with Kobe, they were unjustified. The deal was quite simply this. As you said, when there was other talents on the floor that were Hall of Fame caliber talents or star quality talents, they got their touches and it was a nice near even distribution. When the talent on the floor dictated, hey, I've got to take over this game if we're going to win and let these complementary players be complementary players, he did just that. It wasn't, well, let me make sure I get everybody their touches. It was ultimately about winning and not making sure everybody got theirs and making sure that everybody was happy and satisfied. Winning satisfied all for Kobe Bryant, and he'll go down as one of the great winners and one of the great players in NBA history. We'll continue to talk about Kobe Bryant. Take your calls on him at 800-878-PLAY and your tweets at Span56 and at BobBlack71. More of the Spano and Black Attack next, so keep it where it is.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You suppose these gentlemen will be available to discuss business before long?
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We were talking some Twitter before, so if that's more your thing, at Span56, at BobBlack71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. Topic right now, Kobe Bryant, and one of the greatest of all time. Anybody that tries to deny it in any way, shape, or form is just not watching the same game that Joe and I watch.
You're exactly right. We talked about his ability to be the guy, and that's rare. You know, there are a lot of great players in this league. Not a lot of them can be the guy, and not a lot of them want to take that big shot in that big spot. A lot of them say they do, but the realities oftentimes end up being something a little bit different. Kobe never ran away from that big shot in that big spot. If he needed to elevate his teammates and take over, he did that. When it was time to defer and share, he did that. He was a great all-around player, skilled defender, terrific scorer, great passer, a very, very complete and great and Hall of Fame basketball player. Some things that illustrated, as we said, 33.5 plus in points scored in his career, third on the all-time list. And if you don't think he was truly one of the great scorers in the history of the game, that four straight 50-plus point games back in 2007 from mid-March to near the end of March, well, when you do something as far as putting up points that only you and Wilt Chamberlain have done, you're an all-time great scorer. This is a guy who could score the basketball with anybody. And he was one of the toughest guys to defend. Just ask the likes of Tony Allen and Bruce Bowen and Rajah Bell and, well, the Kobe stopper, as Ruben Patterson would call himself. He didn't do that much stopping at Kobe. He tried awful hard and was better than many, but he was a real tough guy to stop. And
I think that kept him in the league for a period of time.
Certainly wasn't his offensive skill or his ability to move the basketball or anything else. His ability to limit Kobe on some level. And, you know, you look at some of these great defenders we're mentioning, and stopping Kobe wasn't what they did. They limited him because that was about the best you could do, and you couldn't even do that on a steady basis. One of the all-time greats. The numbers illustrated, the five titles illustrated, the way he elevated teammates, the way he was able to will teams to win, that all illustrates the greatness. One interesting nugget, and, you know, before we kind of move along, do you know he only won the league MVP once?
Yep.
I didn't know that. You know, I was looking, you know, I was getting ready for the show, and I'm pulling up all the numbers, and I wanted to get the points, you know, the 18 All-Star games in 20 years, which illustrates it. We talked about the five titles. You know, we talked about everything. That one kind of strikes me, one MVP in 20 years for one of the greats of the game, just a real interesting number. I would have thought there would have been more of those.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it straddled a couple of careers. You know, I mean, Shaq was involved in that equation. LeBron was involved in that equation. You know, there were some great players that were mixed in there. And, you know, not that he was second best even necessarily on his team, but maybe he was, and you find it weird for a guy that's going to the Hall of Fame, but maybe he was actually underappreciated in the prime of his career.
I think he was. I think you make a great point right there. You know, if you go back and remember, what was one of the, you know, much like, and you made a great point that kind of slipped under the radar in the last segment when we were talking, and you said, kind of like LeBron. LeBron's going to go down as one of the great players in NBA history. He's going to go down as a guy who won plenty. He's not going to go down as one of the great winners because circumstances have dictated that he surrounded himself with talent that put him in a position where he should win. But that said, you know, he's going to go down as one of the great players in NBA history, but also one of the most criticized players in NBA history. You know, there was always more LeBron could do. There was always some level of disappointment in what LeBron did. Well, Kobe, it wasn't that there was disappointment in what he did, but I think that one league MVP kind of spotlights his career over 20 years. If you remember a big chunk of that career, what was one of the big pastimes for people that do what we do and shows like SportsCenter and First Take, et cetera, et cetera? It was to criticize Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
He hogs the ball too much. Now he's deferring too much. You know, so that would, like with LeBron, for a big chunk of Kobe's career, despite the fact that he has five NBA titles on his resume and seven NBA finals appearances, one of the great pastimes of sports talk radio hosts and other TV talking heads and things of that nature was to criticize Kobe Bryant. Right, wrong, or otherwise, it was a pretty popular pastime.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, we've talked about it many times, the TMZN of ESPN. You know, and let's be honest about it. When we talk about that kind of sports journalism, it all starts there. And the spillover, because now there's so many more platforms than ESPN, they got to have something to talk about. So what do? Quote, unquote, you take controversial topics and you make it that topic of the day and throw it out there. It'll stick against the wall and everybody will jump in one way or the other. We've seen that for years and years and years. More recently, it's been much more about LeBron, starting when he made the move to Miami, literally from the time he sat in a chair opposite Jim Gray, which it was like you could see people licking their chops going, good, we can get him now. Well, Kobe went through that too. Some of that had to do with the legendary feuds with Shaq. A lot of it had to do with what happened in Denver off the court, and all of a sudden he became bad guy number one, and it made him a much easier target. And then they went to town on him. But I think you make a great point. They did to him then what they're doing to LeBron now. Mm-hmm. And it's not justified. You can't justify it. You want to take the off-the-court stuff? Okay, fine. Fine. You have your opinions about that. It's all well and good. Is he a model husband? I don't know. You know, I don't care. I don't drop by his house for dinner. He doesn't invite me over. So I could give a flying poop as to whether or not he does or doesn't do anything with his wife or somebody else's wife or whatever. What I look at is sports. He's never, as far as I know, let down his team.
Nope.
And I'm talking as the collective, individual games. Yeah, obviously. And what else can you ask out of a player? That's why they get the checks with the big zeros on the end of it. You know, and LeBron's the same exact way. When we're having this conversation in a few years about LeBron James, we'll be having a pretty good repeat of this conversation.
Yep.
We'll be talking about the stats and the rings and everything else that goes on. He's one of the greatest ever. You want to quantify it? Is he one of the top 10? Is he one of, I don't know. You know, I don't know. You can throw a bunch of names into the mix, but I do know if I was starting a basketball team up of the players I've seen in the last 20 years, he's on my starting squad.
A 19-year-old Kobe Bryant wouldn't be a bad place to start.
Yeah.
Boy, I wonder how history would have been different had the Charlotte Hornets not traded that 13th overall pick, Kobe Bryant, to the Lakers for Vlade Divac.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he made it pretty clear he didn't want to play there.
Yeah. Well,
you know, and don't forget, too, as a high school kid, he had options at that point.
Well, he could have entered the draft. He could have went to Europe. I mean, he did
speak
Italian. Could have went to college, but that wasn't happening.
But, I mean, by him letting them know that he was not open to that, and he pretty much put it out there, and, you know, his dad played in the NBA. He had means. You know, this wasn't a kid that grew up, as Chris Russo was fond of saying, hardscrabble existence. you know, he had choices, and one of his choices was not the Charlotte franchise, and they traded him.
And the rest is history. But again, for those of you that are younger listeners to the Spano and Black Attack, and I think Bob made a great point. If you want a frame of reference for how they criticized Kobe Bryant for big chunks of his career, just take a listen to the criticisms of LeBron James. Very, very similar. Both are on. And now with LeBron, there's some justification in that he doesn't win necessarily the ultimate prize as much as you'd want, considering the positions he's put himself in. That aside, small quibble. LeBron's one of the greats, will go down as such. With Kobe, you can't say that. Done a lot of winning, won a lot of championships, has been the linchpin to many of those championship teams, and has never been afraid to take a big shot and take a shot at winning a game, and he has willed teams to championships over the years. So there's very little to criticize about Kobe's game. There was a lot of criticism of his game while he was active for big chunks of his career. And I guess that kind of led to the fact that over the 20 years and 18 All-Star game appearances, why he only had one regular season MVP award.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at the playoff stats, Bud, as we get ready to get up against it, but 25 points per game on average for his entire playoff run.
Remarkable. You know, I think he's goes, you know, he definitely goes down as one of the greats. It's certainly first ballot Hall of Famer, you know, all of those things. You know, where does he end up on the pantheon of great players? Well, once you start getting into the top 10, it gets very crowded. But that's where he is in the discussion. He's somewhere hovering around the 10 greatest players of all time.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, we're going to get up against it here, and we have a guest on the other side. But you think he'd make a good coach?
Don't know. You know, really don't know. Depends on how patient he is with players that are lesser talents than him. But on the other side, Maurice Ashley. He's the first African-American to be inducted in the U.S. Chess Hall of Fame, and we're going to have the honor of being joined by him next here on the Spano and Black Attack. So you be sure to keep it where it is.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. We change gears here as we're joined by Maurice Ashley, one of the great American players ever, and he's the first. And it's contradictory here, Maurice. I have African-American from the press release, but on your Wikipedia page, it says Jamaican-American. Which do you prefer and which is accurate?
They're both fine, but African-American is just fine.
Okay, very good. Well, congratulations on your being inducted into the United States Chess Hall of Fame and making history here in many ways, and you've been a history maker before. How does it feel to go into the Hall of Fame? Express your feelings to us. We'd appreciate it.
It's something that I still can't quite process. I mean, growing up in Brooklyn, New York, playing chess at Brooklyn Technical High School with my friends, going to the parks in Brooklyn, playing the Hustlers, who knew that I would one day become a grandmaster? And then now this. I mean, it's my life's work being honored in a way that's special. And again, I still can't even process it.
Now, Maurice, many could make the case that you're a trailblazer much akin to Jackie Robinson in baseball. And talk a little bit about becoming the first African-American to be inducted into the Chess Hall of Fame, why that part of it's so significant from a social on a social level, and what we can do to raise awareness of chess in the African-American community.
Well, Jackie Robinson is one of my heroes. And to be compared to him, that's just like a ridiculous idea in my mind. He was such a trailblazer himself. One of the things, though, that I am proud of is that much like Jackie Robinson, I mean, he was an astonishing baseball player, but it's what he did after baseball that was so important. He believed in civil rights, and he pursued that agenda to his dying day. And I think that, as for me, from a role model standpoint, it's what you do with your success that really counts. And I've been promoting chess in the African-American community for years, for decades now, in fact. And kids pick it up. I mean, kids love the game. They want to play. It's one of those games that transcends generations, racial backgrounds, economic circumstances. It doesn't matter who picks up the game. If you put a chessboard in front of a kid, they're going to want to play.
Now, Maurice, you know, I mentioned the comparisons to Jackie Robinson as a trailblazer. Like Jackie, you know, in your early years in playing chess at an elite level, were you met with some of the same bigotry and some of the same things that Jackie was met with?
I have no comparison to Jackie. My experience is not comparable to Jackie Robinson's. So it's just a different time. People like Jackie and, of course, Dr. King and others already broke down many of those barriers so that my generation can only look back and appreciate the struggle that they went through. But today I'm able to be recognized for chess. People see chess moves and they think, this guy can play. And that's all they know. They know when you checkmate them. So that knows no color barriers whatsoever. And so for me, it's really all about promoting the game. And now I'm a commentator myself for chess championships, the U.S. Chess Championship, is here in St. Louis. Some of the best players in the country, even some of the best players in the world, are here in St. Louis to play in the U.S. Chess Championships. And now I'm able to just talk about that, much like I did back in the parks in Brooklyn. I like to trash talk when I do commentary, so it's a lot of fun to do.
Well, I want to take it back to Brooklyn. You know, you mentioned at the very beginning of the segment that, you know, you went up against the Hustlers. And, you know, everybody's seen the street stuff in Washington Square Park and all that kind of good noise. It talk about how that helped hone your game, the pluses and the minuses.
Well, it was great to play in the park. Actually, there's a trash-talking video of me that's made the rounds as well with one of the Hustlers in Washington Square Park. I mean, those guys were great. You know, of course, they wanted to take your money, but at the same time, they would be talking to you during the games. They'd not only be whipping me on the board, but asking me if I have a sister that, you know, that they'd like to meet. Just anything to distract you while you were playing. And it was great. I mean, for me, that was motivation to go out there and beat those guys. Of course, they weren't refined enough as chess players so that I could go compete on the grandmaster level, but it was good. I mean, you know, you learn to play chess on the street. You're not that bothered when you go and play chess in big tournaments.
Well, yeah, you know, it makes it interesting, and we're talking to Maurice Ashley here, who's being inducted into the United States Chess Hall of Fame. Did you find that from a discipline perspective, and you talked about all the trash talking, the video that's out there, and everything else, did it help hone your discipline and your ability to concentrate and really focus in when you were sitting opposite another grandmaster, knowing that he wasn't going to smack talk you, but you had been through that before, and you know, if you could handle what went on in Brooklyn, you could certainly handle what went on at a table.
Absolutely. You know, you come to Brooklyn, we Brooklynites are a proud bunch, and the attitude of Brooklyn, the swag you have to learn. I mean, obviously, growing up in the kind of neighborhood that I grew up in, Brownsville, which is the same neighborhood Mike Tyson grew up in, was a rough neighborhood. It had its own challenges. as well. But you have to have the mental fortitude to just focus on being successful. And that's what we did, and including, when I say we, I'm talking about my brother and sister as well. My brother is a 3-time world champion kickboxer, and my sister is a 5-time world champion boxer. So we come from a slightly competitive family. We were always determined, focused on success.
So, nothing but success in that family, that's for sure. What do you say we talk about the U.S. Chess Championships that are taking place in St. Louis? You also have the U.S. Women's Championships, and both of these tournaments boast incredibly strong fields. Talk a little bit about the fields and just everything that's going on in St. Louis with the U.S. Chess Championships and the U.S. Women's Chess Championships.
Well, this is the strongest U.S. Chess Championships ever. And remember, that is even speaking about players like Bobby Fischer having played in this thing and won it several times. The top player in the tournament, Hikaru Nakamura and Fabiano Caruana and Wesley So, those are three of the top players in the tournament. They are three of the top 10 players in the world. So the talent base here is incredible. On the women's side, well, it's all about Irina Krush from Brooklyn. She is the 7-time U.S. Women's Champion. She's going for her 8th. The record is 9, so she's closing in fast on that record. The championship is simply boasts an incredible field. The youngest player on the women's side is Carissa Yip. She's 12 years old, and she's a master. I mean, what were you doing at 12? It's incredible to see the kind of talent that is here walking around. You throw a rock in St. Louis, and you'll hit a grandmaster. It's just incredible. You can go to uschesschamps.com to check out all the action. We'll be doing commentary there, and just you'll hear a lot of trash talking commentary. I can tell you that much. It should be a lot of fun.
Oh, no question about it. And I want to follow that up with something that you're involved in, and you're one of the co-organizers of Millionaire Chess. First of all, I love the name because it invokes the fact, hey, you can make money at this. But you're dealing with some pretty serious money here, including a purse of over $500,000 that's going to be being played for in Atlantic City in October. Why don't you talk to us about that a little bit?
Absolutely. I believe that chess should be rewarded. It's not recognized as much here in the United States, but chess is an absolute profession in Europe. And those players are playing lots of tournaments. There are lots of sponsors who sponsor major chess events. So I wanted to break that barrier, make sure that chess players here are being rewarded for their play as well. So we have this great tournament, the Millionaire Chess Open. We had it in Vegas for 2 years. We're moving to Atlantic City. It'll be October 6th through 10th in Atlantic City. Two of the players here in this tournament, the U.S. Chess Championships, actually won the first and second edition. Wesley So, the number 10 player in the world, he won the first edition. And then Hikaru Nakamura, who's one of the top 5 or 6 players in the world, depending on what time you check the rankings, but he's absolutely one of the top 10 in the world. He also won the second edition, so I can't wait to see who wins the third. It'll be a very exciting event.
One more from me before we let you run in an effort to keep you on schedule, but I do want to get this out because the growth of any sport, and let's be clear, chess is a sport. It's a cerebral sport, but it's a sport nonetheless, and we equate other games sometimes as games of human chess. Well, this is the real game of chess. What are we doing to grow chess on the grassroots level so that we continue to get this influx of great players that we could send out internationally and have great success?
Well, that's what's wonderful about what's happening right now in the United States. I mentioned that we have 3 of the top 10 players in the world. They're going to be playing in the Chess Olympiad later this year. The U.S. team may walk out with gold this year for the first time in forever. We are doing great work in organizations like the Chess Club and Scholastic Center of St. Louis that has chess in over 100 schools in St. Louis. They started a program in Ferguson, Missouri, and it's wonderful to see the talent that's coming out of there. And all around the country, you have chess organizations, local chess organizations, that are pushing the idea of chess being great for young people. And you can't beat that. That's a very important point, that it's not just about creating chess champions. We're doing that for sure. But the fact that chess helps our kids to think more critically, make better decisions, and learn to deal with consequences of their decisions. And that's what's great about CHET, and that message is being spread far and wide as educators, administrators, and teachers have taken up the mantle of this great game.
Well, Maurice, we appreciate the couple of minutes. Congratulations on your induction. Enjoy it. Enjoy the tournament. And we'd love to have you back on in October to talk about Millionaire Chess when you're back in Atlantic City. It'd be a great spot to have you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. Maurice Ashley, going into the Hall of Fame, brother, and any Hall of Fame induction is a worthy thing to talk about.
And, you know, Bob, it was funny. We asked some questions about Trailblazers. I understand he's a younger man. It's a different time. But as with any sport, when you hear first African-American to ever make or first of anything to ever be inducted, there's a trail you have to blaze. You
know, no question.
He's being a little self-effacing. I mean, I don't know how much discrimination and bigotry he dealt with moving up, you know, and I'm sure there was some. You know, the world of chess, I get the feeling in this country at its highest level had something of a country club mentality to it. You know, Maurice Ashley broke down a lot of those barriers, and we're seeing more and more of them being broken down. But I don't think he gives himself enough credit for blazing a trail that others can follow.
Well, I that's why I wanted to take it back to Brooklyn. You know, I play a little myself. My brother's a lot better than I am, but it's a discipline game. And as much as, you know, they always talk about thinking X amount of moves ahead, you know, and you're seeing the board and all that kind of good stuff, it literally is about focus. These guys play for hours and hours and hours. And if you miss a move, it can end up costing you an entire tournament. And I love the fact that, you know, he's sitting at those tables in the park, and you've seen them. You know, you grew up in the same neighborhoods, and as I did. And they're sitting there, and they're like.
But I used to walk past the chess guys to go get the pot.
no question about it. But, you know, if you saw the speed chess that was being played, you know, and you were hearing the comments, you know, there'd be some girl walking by in a tight skirt, you know, whatever circumstances were. Maurice talked about, yeah, you know, I hear your sister's pretty good looking. You know, and they're just trying to break his mind as much as anything else. And I love the fact that he was able to equate that discipline that he literally picked up in the park and take that to the next level.
And it is funny because you talk about those parks, and I kind of made the little off-color joke, but it is shrouded in some truth. You know, I wasn't always a mature 46 or reasonably mature 46-year-old man. But, you know, in that very same park where you had, you know, the dozen guys playing chess, He also had a guy selling weed.
Well, he had a dozen guys selling weed and two dozen people trying to buy it.
Exactly. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around a great hour number one of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you.
For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now go home and get your shine box.
Classy. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. And Joe, that was a terrific interview with Maurice Ashley, and you know, deservedly in going into the United States Chess Hall of Fame. But we've had many other interviews on this network, some older than others, and a lot of recent vintage stuff. And the Jefe Ron Barr has created a GoFundMe campaign to preserve the older interviews, get them digitalized, and make sure that they're available for future generations to share when these legends have passed into history. And it's a wonderful campaign, and we're trying to raise money to make sure this gets done.
Exactly right, Bob. All you got to do is go to sportsbyline.com/funding. There's a video from the Jefe that really spells out why this campaign is so important. So go there, donate what you can, when you can. We really do appreciate it. We do need you. And for those that do donate, we're going to provide you a link to a special commemorative collection of Sports Byline interviews. Again, sportsbyline.com/funding. It's our GoFundMe campaign. If you're a fan of this network and the unique brand of interviews that we bring you, help us preserve, digitize, grow this 12,000-plus strong library so that we can carry it deeper into the 21st century.
Absolutely, and well said, my friend. That was a terrific interview. I hope we get him back in October. That would be a great spot. Plus, who knows? I'd like to enter and get kicked out in the first round, but at least have the possibility of earning some money.
There you go, Bob. I'll do what I can to get Maurice Ashley back for us. You know, in conjunction with that tournament in Atlantic City, I'll get the ball rolling as we get closer. But on that note, what a great hour. Great, you know, a great retrospective, as it were, on the career of Kobe Bryant. Great discussion with Maurice Ashley. And a little 411 on our GoFundMe campaign. So it was a terrific hour one. Hour two going to be more of the same. A lot of NBA, maybe some NFL. Certainly a mixed bag. But we're going to step aside for the news right now on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then we'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan again says he's not running for the White House. He talked with NBC's Today Show and gave a suggestion as to who voters should turn their attention to.
I will not be the nominee for our party. We should select among the people who actually
ran for the job.
Ryan said he wouldn't rule out someone like Scott Walker, Marco Rubio, or Jeb Bush eventually becoming the nominee. Another day of protest expected at the U.S. Capitol today after 85 more demonstrators arrested yesterday. The protesters want Congress to rid itself of what it sees as corrupting big money and ensure free and fair elections. Hundreds were arrested on Monday.
What do we want?
Contract!
And tens of thousands of Verizon workers on strike. Members of the Communication Workers of America calling for a strike if the union and management fail to reach a labor contract. And that's what happened. Verizon says it's still fully prepared to serve its customers. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hi, it's Angie Austin. Okay, seriously, I kid you not. My hair has been a problem since I was a teenager. Thin and limp and just blah looking. And now my hair has never looked better. So I want to tell you about Ovation products because I love them. And with Mom's Day around the corner, I want to tell you about a Mother's Day gift set that comes with a new 3-bottle Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. So you get the cell therapy treatment that makes your hair long and thick, the new color therapy shampoo that prevents color fading, and Ovation Color Therapy Conditioner that really helps with detangling as well. And you can customize your gift set by selecting the styling product that you want most. So choose the leave-in detangler or thermal protection spray or volume enhancer, and you get a free turban. And the good news, this year's Mother's Day gift set is specially priced and you'll save over 50% off retail. So go to ovationhair.com while supplies last, ovationhair.com, and be sure to select Angie Austin Daybreak USA for a special introductory discount. Again, ovationhair.com.
The Zika virus not only leading to health issues with babies.
There's also some things that we're seeing in adults, such as Guillain-Barré, which is a paralysis syndrome, and now another disease that's very similar to multiple sclerosis, all being associated with Zika infection.
Mm-hmm. That is medical expert Dr. Kevin Campbell on Fox, reminding people that Zika can be sexually transmitted. Top health officials expressing heightened concern about the Zika threat in the United States. The mosquitoes that spread the virus now present in about 30 states, but Campbell says Zika has not yet been found in those insects. A Walmart in Missouri and other gun sellers facing a lawsuit accusing them of letting a felon buy a gun used in a 2014 shooting spree targeting Jewish sites. Fraser Glenn Cross killed three people at a Jewish community center and a retirement home in Kansas. A neo-Nazi and former Ku Klux Klan member, Cross said he shot the victims because he thought they were Jewish. None of them were. This is USA Radio News. Get more news at usaradio.com.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The company Uber says it's given government regulators and law enforcement agencies information about millions of people who use the ride-sharing service. Uber releasing a so-called transparency report on Tuesday, showing that Uber provided information on more than 12 million riders and drivers to U.S. regulators, also giving data on more than 450 users to state and federal law enforcement agencies, saying agencies requested information about trips, trip requests, pickup and drop-off areas, fares, vehicles, and drivers. An elderly woman roughs it for over a week in the Arizona wilderness. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with more.
An elderly woman was driving to Phoenix, Arizona back on the 31st of March, but that's when Ann Rogers ran out of gas.
For the next 9 days and nights, Rogers and her dog survived in the wilderness, drinking pond water and eating plants.
State Police spokesman Raul Garcia saying aerial searchers found Rogers because she had erected a help sign on the floor of a canyon, also lit a signal fire not far away. She and her dog are expected to recover now.
It's USA's Chris Barnes reporting a federal judge making it clear he doesn't like Mississippi's state flag, but he hasn't said yet whether a lawsuit that seeks to change the flag should be allowed to proceed. Judge Carlton Reeves heard arguments in the case yesterday. Attorney Carlos Moore is suing the state, saying the flag with its Confederate emblem is unconstitutional. The Attorney General's office saying the flag design is not a question for the courts to decide. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, good day, America, and welcome to Hour 2 of this Hump Day edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. We got a fun hour, too, ahead of us, and I'll set the table for that and start knocking things down on the other side. But as we do at the top of each and every hour, we'll let you know exactly how you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices. And we'll start, as always, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. So check all that more out at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or simply just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. It's a versatile app you can download to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. A wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and never ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every day. And again, as I said, on the other side, we'll set the table and start knocking things down for a big hour, too. There'll be a lot of basketball and, time permitting, perhaps a little NFL. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, weighing at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Span56. Or at Sports Byline USA. But most importantly, remember to keep it where it is.
T-shirts! It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems.
Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport: football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
Well, I think it qualifies as beautiful. It's been a great show thus far, this Wednesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. If you want to join the fray, 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. One of the things I really want you to be sure to do is follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA, because you get all the latest programming updates from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, including who's coming up on Best of Byline. And Best of Byline is a two-hour block that we run on weekdays, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time. It's a second chance to catch all the best and brightest from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So make sure you follow us on Twitter, and make sure you check us out on Best of Byline, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time, weekdays here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Let's set the table for a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack. We talked Kobe Bryant's last game, and we broke it down 8 ways to Sunday. Kobe riding off into the sunset, the unjustified criticism of Kobe, one of the game's great players. We took a break from the NBA and talked with the first African-American chess champion. I thought that was a great break for us. Now we're going to go back to the NBA, and the NBA is going to be the focus most of the rest of this Wednesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Time permitting, we may dive into a little football, and then we'll get out the door and get ready for the back end of the week here on the Spano and Black Attack. But let's dive right in. And I guess after you're done talking about Kobe Bryant on the last day of this 2015-2016 regular season, as Kobe gets ready to ride off into the sunset, the next place to go is the Golden State Warriors and their chance at history. Their final matchup of the regular, final game of the regular season. They're in their building at home at the Oracle, and they take on the Memphis Grizzlies. With a victory, they break their tie with the 95-96 Chicago Bulls for the season's single-season NBA win total. You know, and we've talked about it a lot on these airwaves. What price will this drive for 73? This chance to make regular season history exact on the Golden State Warriors. Unlike so many of these other teams getting ready for the playoffs, the real contenders, the ones that you really believe have something of a legitimate chance to get it, to get to the NBA Finals or even win an NBA championship. Those teams have all judiciously rested their players down the stretch and really focused on getting ready for the NBA's second season. Whether it's the Cleveland Cavaliers with their judicious rest of LeBron James, whether it's the San Antonio Spurs and their judicious rest of everybody, whether it's even to a degree OKC and the Clippers, a lot of these teams took advantage of resting key guys down the stretch of the season. With the Spurs, they have an older roster and they're unique. They rest guys all season long. But that said, this historic drive by Golden State has put them in a position where they haven't rested anybody. And now you go into the NBA's second season, and I think in that regard, while you are the best team in the NBA right now, and perhaps the NBA's most versatile team, as you can beat teams in more ways than anybody else. You can run them out of the gym. If it gets ugly and goes into the half court, your acumen on the defensive end of the court is enough to beat most teams. You know, I've seen this Warriors team beat elite teams in the NBA at their respective own games. You know, you go back to last week against San Antonio. I understand, no DL, no Tim Duncan. But that was a basketball game that truly went the way the San Antonio Spurs wanted in their building. And yet Golden State found a way to win anyway and win convincingly. So that said, in my mind, on paper, based on the eye test, all those measurables, I think the Golden State Warriors are the best team in the NBA. I think the San Antonio Spurs are a close second. And I think there's a sizable gap between those two teams and everybody else. Not one that can't be closed, but a sizable gap nonetheless. With all that said, you talk about Golden State's chief rivals, San Antonio and Cleveland. Those are the two chief rivals. Those other two rivals have both judiciously rested their players, and they're going to come into this postseason as ready as they can possibly be to make a charge through the playoffs. Golden State may eclipse history and may make history and break that coveted Bulls record for a single season win total, but what price will it extract and will it exact on their roster, and what will it extract from their players? I think in many ways, and I don't want to predict doom and gloom for Golden State, because they are the best team, and they are a driven group, and they were committed to making this magical run. But that said, I think their best chances for ultimate postseason success, and I think what they have to hope for on some level is that their early round playoff matchups leading up to, say, the Western Conference Finals, where they'll likely face San Antonio, I think they've got a hope for some blowout games, some short series that put them in a position to rest guys. That way, by the time they come to the Western Conference Finals, all that rest they didn't get in the regular season that some of their chief rivals did, they've kind of closed that gap. I think that's the biggest thing they have to hope for. Can we get some short series in the early going of the NBA playoffs? Can we get some blowout games where we can get our starters off the court, easy for me to say, off the court in the fourth quarter so that they're rested for subsequent matchups, while maybe some of our chief rivals get extended a little further in the playoffs? And maybe that'll mitigate that rest advantage that San Antonio and that Cleveland and that some of these other chief rivals may have over Golden State. Because, again, as I've said a lot, the biggest thing you don't want to be, you don't want to be that footnote in NBA history where you had the greatest regular season of all time, but you didn't finish it by winning a championship. Because that's the one thing that will really end up making this team a footnote in NBA history. You know, I illustrated some points earlier in the week. 2007 New England Patriots. We never talk about them. 2014-2015 Kentucky Wildcats basketball. Never talk about them. 2001 Seattle Mariners. Never talk about them. And there's a reason. Historic regular seasons, they didn't finish the job. So it's going to be intriguing to see over the next 2 months what kind of toll this effort takes on the Golden State Warriors. And again, I think their best hopes, and I think what they're hopeful for, blitz some opposition in the early rounds, or in the first round in particular, of the Western Conference playoffs. Get the series over quickly, and even within that series, have blowouts in the fourth quarter that allow them to rest guys and hope that, say, San Antonio and Cleveland have some struggles in their respective playoff series, get extended a little bit, and their guys don't get as much rest. That may be the thing that neutralizes what appears to be an advantage for the Golden State Warriors competition over the Golden State Warriors. But I think we'll definitely all be watching tonight as Golden State makes their drive for history. On the other side, your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at Span56 or at SportsBylineUSA. We'll take a look at all of tonight's action in the NBA and talk about the playoff implications next here on The Attack.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain,
back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you notice where the liquor was when you went through my kitchen?
Sure.
Go make us a drink.
Stalling, honey?
What do I call you besides stupid?
Stupid will do if you don't brew as easily. Otherwise, you might try Danny.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, the number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free number to join me here on the attack. Again, if you prefer Twitter, as many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. And there are a myriad of topics open for discussion. Most of them revolve around the NBA. If you want to reflect on Kobe Bryant's career, and I talked about him being one of the few players actually bigger than his numbers, and how it's surprising that in his story 20-year career, only one regular season MVP award, you know, and I think he's one of the great winners in the history of the game, and despite the great numbers, I think he's even bigger, a bigger player than that, and clearly, to me, one of the top 10 players in NBA history. Not only because of the great numbers, but his ability to be a late-game assassin, as it were, and be a guy who's always willing to take that big shot at the end. So you can weigh in on either side of the Kobe Bryant argument. You can also weigh in on the Warriors' chance at NBA history and what toll it may take on them, and if they'll end up looking back and wishing that they had taken their foot off the accelerator and not gone for 73, but judiciously rested their guys instead. And anything else in the NBA, and we're going to get to this last day of the regular season and talk about some of the playoff implications that are on the line tonight. And, you know, obviously we'll start in the East, and Cleveland's locked up the number one seed. Toronto's locked up the number two seed. 3 through 6 in the East is crazy and probably more complicated than I can actually. It's so complicated I probably can't quite explain it to you. It's one of those that's you're going to have to watch it all shake out. But there's a bunch of games with significant playoff implications in the East for those 3 through 6 spots. Indiana's locked up the 7th spot, and the Detroit Pistons lock up the 8th spot. That's really the East. We'll dive into some of these notable games right now. Now, obviously, you've got the Hawks, you've got the Celtics, you've got the Heat, and you've got the Hornets all battling for spots 3 through 6. Right now, Atlanta's in the 3rd spot, and they're at the Washington Wizards. And here's basically what happens. If the Hawks win and the Heat lose, the Hawks will stay as the 3 seed. If the Heat win, and they're currently the number 4 seed, or the Hawks lose, the Hawks will move down to the 4 seed. So the long and short of it is you've got the Heat, who with a victory tonight at the Celtics, they move up to the 3 seed. However, the Celtics are another team right in the heart of this mix, and they're going to host the Miami Heat. And Boston will be the number 4 seed if the Celtics beat the Heat and the Hawks win. And the number 5 seed if they lose and the Hornets lose, or the Celtics win and the Hawks lose. See, this is where it gets crazy. You know, obviously, the Heat have a chance to control a lot of things for themselves and, you know, and move up. The Celtics have a chance to control a lot of things for themselves. And then you have Charlotte. You know, they're right in the mix. So it's going to be a wild scramble for those 3 through 6 spots in the East. Again, the Hawks are at the Washington Wizards, who have nothing to play for. The Orlando Magic are at the Charlotte Hornets. The Magic have nothing to play for. Then you got that very intriguing matchup between the Heat and the Celtics. And again, as I said, if the Heat win on the road in Boston, they move up to 4. If the Celtics win and the Hawks also win at Washington, and I think that's a likely scenario. I think this is the most likely scenario. You got Atlanta going to Washington. Washington's got nothing to play for. They're rumored to be about to fire their coach. I could see Atlanta going in to Washington, winning that game. I could see the Celtics protecting their home court. So I would expect, this is my take on it, Atlanta ends up as the 3 seed. The Celtics end up as the 4 seed. The Heat, with their loss, end up as the 6 seed. And Charlotte tops Orlando, who has nothing to play for in their own building, and ends up the 5 seed. So that's the kind of scenario I see at hand. Obviously, there's other ways that this could all shake out, but I think it's pretty likely. I think the great matchup and the fun one to watch and the one you try and get on the television is you watch Celtics and Heat, and then what you do is you keep a cursory eye on the scoreboard on all those other matchups. But that Celtics-Heat matchup, I love. I think it will be fun. It's going to be entertaining, and it's going to be guys driving and battling for position. And ultimately, everybody going to try and do their best to avoid the Cleveland Cavaliers for as long as they can in the Eastern Conference playoffs. But I do expect the Hawks to take care of their business and the Celtics to take care of their business, which would then make the Celtics the number 4 seed, which means they would get Cleveland in the second round. Atlanta, as the 3 seed, gets to avoid Cleveland until the conference finals. So I think that that's pivotal, and then everybody else falls in kind of from there. And I think with the loss, the Heat drop all the way down to the 6, and they would end up having to play Atlanta in the first round in what would be a great contest. And then Charlotte and Boston, 4-5 matchup, which I think home court could end up being the difference between two evenly matched teams in a hotly contested series with two teams that have really come on in the back end of the season, particularly Charlotte down the stretch. Boston really caught their magic and got things going a little earlier in the year under Brad Stevens, and then they've had their ups and downs. But Charlotte, man, down the stretch of this season, they've been terrific. They have really figured an awful lot of things out here in this NBA season, and they've rebounded after what was a substandard year last year. You head out to the West, and, you know, you have an awful lot that's locked up. You have Golden State. They've locked up that number one overall seed, as we've talked about, but they're going for NBA history, so they're going to bring it tonight. So while the game is not significant for a playoff seeding, it's an extremely significant game from a historical standpoint. San Antonio's got the 2 seed locked up, OKC the 3 seed locked up, and the Clippers the 4 seed locked up. Basically, from there, if the Blazers win and the Blazers finish up by hosting the Nuggets, who have nothing to play for, Blazers win, they're the 5 seed. And then from there, it's Memphis, it's Dallas, and basically, and then it's Houston and Utah battling for the last spot. You know, you basically got Portland take care of your business, be the 5 seed. From there, it looks like Memphis and Dallas have spots that Memphis and Dallas have spots locked up in the playoffs. It's just about seeding near the bottom of the Western Conference. And then ultimately it ends up a battle between the Houston Rockets and the Utah Jazz for the 8th spot. The Jazz are at the Lakers in Kobe's last game. So whatever the Lakers don't have, they will bring as much as they can, and Kobe may bring a little something special. If the Jazz don't win, forget about it. They're done. But if they do win, you still need the help of the Houston Rockets losing at home to the Sacramento Kings, and I don't think that's likely to happen. So I figure Houston sneaks into the playoffs as the 8th seed. Their up-tempo offensive style might challenge Golden State a little bit, but Golden State's versatility, their excellence of execution this year, I think that points to a short series. While Houston's good at what they do, they're not nearly as good at it as Golden State. Golden State's that much better at what they do, and Golden State can do more things. So I think one more year for the Utah Jazz in the lottery, I think they take the big step up next year, especially if they get an impactful player with their late lottery pick. For Memphis and Dallas and Portland, they're in the bottom half of that Western Conference playoff chase. 5-4 matchup between Portland and the Clippers, somewhat intriguing. I do like the Clippers, but I don't think Portland will make it easy for them. And then, again, the bottom. Everybody wants to avoid being in the 7. Everybody wants to avoid being in the 8 because you want to avoid Golden State and San Antonio. Houston will just be happy to be in, so they'll take playing Golden State because it's either play Golden State or nobody. And if you're Dallas, you'd love to get out of the way of San Antonio, and in this case San Antonio, move up to the 6 and take your chances with the Thunder. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how all this breaks out because Memphis is playing Golden State. Golden State has that chance at history, and I think they'll get it. So Memphis will probably lose, end up being the 7. They'll take on San Antonio. I think Dallas gets the 6, and they get to challenge Oklahoma City in what will be a somewhat intriguing series that I think Oklahoma City will have a big edge in. Well, we'll talk a little more NBA on the other side and then roll into the NFL. That's how we'll take you home on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Be sure to keep it where it's at.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. A lot of NBA topics you could weigh in on. The NBA playoff chase and your thought on some of the teams and where they'll shake out based on tonight's action. Your thoughts on Kobe Bryant and his legacy as a great NBA player. Underrated, overrated, rated just right, great winner. We've talked about it all. You can weigh in with your thoughts on that at 800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can also weigh in on what we're going to talk about right now, and that's the MVP race. And I guess it's already decided in my mind. Steph Curry is a no-brainer for the NBA MVP. But I guess you could have a compelling discussion on who's number two? And that's something you can weigh in on at 800-878-PLAY as well. 800-878-7529. You know, you've had some great individual and team performances this year. And you've had some terrific players do great things on teams that are having terrific years. You know, obviously Steph Curry and his numbers are insane. And as a result, he's definitely a no-brainer for the NBA MVP. So our debate becomes, well, who's number two? You know, and there's some intriguing options at the number two spot, whether it be Kawhi Leonard, whether it be Russell Westbrook, whether it be Chris Paul, or whether it be LeBron. Those were the guys I was struck with. Struck with as best options to be the guy that was number two. And on a normal year, perhaps these would be the guys in the running for the MVP award. You know, when you look at a guy like Kawhi Leonard, what sticks out for me is the incredible offensive efficiency with which Kawhi Leonard plays the game, number one. He shoots both the two and three at an incredibly high percentage. He's a guy who can also, he can be and is your go-to guy on the offensive end of the floor without a doubt. You know, he is that no-brainer go-to guy on the offensive end of the floor. And for the San Antonio Spurs at this point. And when you couple that with the efficiency with which he goes about his business on the offensive end, it's really, really stunning. You know, here's a guy that shoots around 50% from three, from the field. He shoots close to 40% from three-point range. You know, again, another guy like Steph Curry, who's not only a great offensive player, and Kawhi, as great an offensive player as he is not Steph Curry, but he's also an incredibly efficient and gifted offensive player. He's both gifted and efficient on the offensive end, and I think that's so much of where his value lies, coupled with the fact that he's the best damn defensive player in the whole league and can really cover four positions on the defensive end of the floor. I think when you put all that together and you look at what San Antonio's done as a team this year, you know, that's really just an incredible year. And to me, he's the number two guy in the MVP race. You know, and everybody's racing for number two because of what Steph Curry has done this year. Now, again, in a normal year, were Steph Curry a mere mortal? Well, it'd be the race for number one. So I put Kawhi Leonard in front. And again, you know, to fine-tune the information on these numbers, almost 51% from the field, 44 from three, 87.5 from the line. So from a pure statistical measure on efficiency standpoint, in many ways he's Steph Curry light. As far as those offensive statistical measurables from an efficiency standpoint, he's very near 50-40-90. He's 50-44-87. Pretty darn incredible. He's a good rebounder, and he's the best defensive player in all the NBA. You put that all together, that's your number two man in the MVP race. All apologies to number three, number four, and number five. Russell Westbrook, 18 triple-doubles, a magical year. And on a lot of years, he'd be right there in the MVP race. But when you have Steph Curry doing what he's doing as the Golden State Warriors chase history, and Kawhi Leonard doing what he's doing and being the kind of player he is with the year the San Antonio Spurs have had, it's hard to make Russell Westbrook anything but number three in that MVP race despite his great year. You then have Chris Paul. And LeBron rounds out the top five. And again, you know, LeBron, it's a lot like Kobe. You take him for granted, you take his greatness for granted. He has another solid year, another very strong year, and another typical almost Kobe year. But with the struggles and something of the disappointment out in Cleveland, you don't really put him in a running for the MVP race. You know, Westbrook with the 18 triple doubles tying Magic Johnson for the most, you know, in the regular season since the merger, you know, that puts him right behind Kawhi and right behind Steph, and Oklahoma City's had a terrific year. And then I said, as I said, the next guy, Chris Paul. And I'll tell you why Chris Paul, and maybe his numbers compared to some of these other guys don't really jump out at you all that much, but what he's done in elevating the Clippers, who have been without, who have been without their best player for a huge chunk of this season, you know, number one because of the myriad of injuries, and number two because of the fight he had. So you've had a team this year that's been without arguably their best player in Blake Griffin. And this year, Chris Paul has had a magical year leading the way. You know, 46% from the field, 90% from the line, 4 rebounds, 10 assists tonight, 19.5 points, and only 2.5 turnovers. So he's really been remarkable statistically, but even more than statistically, the way he's elevated the play of the Los Angeles Clippers and led them to a 53-win season when they've spent much of this season without Blake Griffin. That's a testament to what he's done on the court this year and a testament to his abilities. Because as good as the Clippers are, I think a lot of us would agree that there are a lot of limitations to that roster. So with that the case, I think it's been a great job by Chris Paul of elevating the Los Angeles Clippers. So that's my breakdown on the MVP race in the NBA. The no-brainer winner, of course, is Steph Curry for his 50-40-90, his exploits making the impossible look routine. For all those reasons, he's your NBA MVP. Kawhi Leonard, for in many ways being a Steph Curry light from the efficiency standpoint, but he's a quiet scorer who is the Spurs' go-to guy. And then the boot, he's the best defensive player in all the NBA. He's number two. Westbrook number three for his 18 triple-doubles and leading OKC to a nearly 60-win season. And Chris Paul for what he's done elevating the Los Angeles Clippers, who have been without Blake Griffin for most of this year, at number four, and rounding out the top five, because he's just flat out one of the best darn players in the game, he's LeBron James. We take him for granted. And once again, you know, we put him kind of at the bottom of this you know, MVP race, and maybe it's a disservice to LeBron, much like while he was an active player and before he became this legend going out the door, we did the disservice to Kobe Bryant. 20-year career, 18 All-Star game appearances, 5 NBA championships, 7 NBA finals. Kobe Bryant has one MVP award. So maybe we're doing that same disservice to LeBron. And if you notice in that first hour, we drew a lot of the analogies as related to the criticism of LeBron and the criticism of Kobe. Very, very similar while they're in their prime years of their career. But we kind of went back and did the retrospective on Kobe, and we wanted to dispel a lot of that criticism and talk in some ways about how unjustified it was and how in many ways Kobe Bryant was underrated despite being one of the true greats of the game. Kind of wrap this up. We got a couple of minutes left here. This will be what we'll talk about to take you home, and that's Josh Gordon. We talked a lot about the positive drug test yesterday. Well, we should probably follow up on it because there's another chapter in all of this, and that relates to the reinstatement then being denied. We rumored that the reinstatement and speculated that the reinstatement would be denied, but we couldn't confirm it. Well, now we're able to confirm it. Josh Gordon's reinstatement application has been denied by the National Football League, and it's as a result of what's been deemed a failed drug test. Again, as I explained yesterday, and let me put this in perspective and make it clear to everybody. He didn't actually fail the drug test. It's been deemed a failed drug test. There wasn't actually enough pot in his system as it related to the test score to actually register as a positive drug test. But once they find that diluting substance in your urine when they test you for drugs, or in this case marijuana, it's deemed a failed drug test because you're trying to mask the positive result. So as a result of that, the NFL decided, you know what? We asked you to keep your nose clean. You haven't. Your application for reinstatement has been declined. According to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, Josh Gordon can apply for reinstatement on August 1st after teams already get to training camp. And then the NFL will have a period of time to rule on that. So it looks like Josh Gordon is on his way to another lost season out of his NFL career. And perhaps, you know, if they deny it again, in 2017 he'll be property of the Browns. Who knows? The life is spiraling away from Josh Gordon, and he is squandering his talent and squandering his opportunities to make money. And the longer he's away from the game, the less opportunity to make money, because a wide receiver like him with breakout speed, you're giving up those prime speedy years. When's he getting out of the field? When he's 33 and he's slowed down? So, you know, it's much like we talked about yesterday. He can't count on himself to earn a living because he can't get on a football field. And yeah, I guess you couple that with the fact that Cleveland Browns can't count on him. I just don't know what his future is. He doesn't seem to value getting himself on the field. He seems to value smoking pot more, and he's made that abundantly clear. And as a result, the NFL, who hasn't really asked him for much, they've kind of asked him for a negative drug test, a clean sample, and they can't even get that out of him, and they would reinstate him. So now it moves all the way to August 1st after teams are already at training camp for about a week and a half. And by the time the NFL rules on it, who knows if he gets on the field in 2016, and who knows when he gets back on the NFL football field. What a sad waste. Well, on the other side, we will wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition. We always bring you the hardest hitting sports talk, the latest news, the most insightful interviews. It's always fun here on the Spano and Black Attack, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Remember, follow me on Twitter at Span56. But most importantly, follow the network here on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. And take advantage of getting all the latest 411 on what's coming up on Sports Byline, what's next. Also, you can make sure to find out what's coming up on Best of Byline. It's a 2-hour block on weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 to 5 Pacific time, Monday through Friday. So if there's anything that you missed, like all the great sports talk today, and you want to catch it, go to Best of Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on go to at Sports Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on Best of Byline. And whether it's something from the Spano and Black Attack, whether it's something from Titillating Sports, whatever. But you'll get a chance to catch those things that you couldn't hear earlier in the day because your schedule got in the way. Well, great edition of the Attack is in the books. Special thanks to Robert. Of course, special thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to the Spano and Black Attack, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. Until we meet again. Good day, all.